I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The government overseer that monitors the IRS reportedly is telling members of Congress that it could take a year or more for federal tax operations to recover from the government shutdown. That's according to the Washington Post. The IRS will start processing taxes today. Shutdown ended, at least for now. This tax season is the first full one after the 2017 overhaul, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Every tax filing season, people have figures in mind, how much they'll be refunded or how much they'll pay. Not so fast this year, says Lillian Fallhaber, a law professor at Georgetown University.
Taxpayers will be facing different consequences than they might have expected based on previous years.
They'll have fewer deductions and will be subject to a new tax rate, for example. Complicating this, the IRS ran on a skeleton crew for the past month during the partial government shutdown. So, says Fallhaber, that meant
having fewer IRS workers to help taxpayers, I would imagine that that's just going to make it harder for taxpayers to get guidance.
Tax preparers like Armando Hurtado of Paris, California, are also surprised by some aspects of this filing season.
They were saying that the 1040 was going to be the size of a postcard. It's not.
He already has dozens of completed tax returns ready to be filed. But he's been warning clients because of the shutdown.
They have to expect a delay on their refund.
And clients haven't been happy to hear that as well. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.